Julie Broussard is the country program manager of UN Women China, a co-sponsor of the event titled She Leads, She Empowers. Broussard says women in the workplace are essential, especially after they gave birth. She talks about the need for the promotion of female leadership.
I think there's a lot of value in women contributing in the workplace and having participating in work life in a way that gives them a sense of fulfillment. Mm-hmm. I think that they obviously, whatever their field is, they need to become re-familiar with the field. They need to see what are the latest trends and developments in that field. I would advise the women to get help in revising their resume and maybe get a little bit of practice in doing job interviews.
Working women are confronted with big hurdles on the corporate scene. A survey seeking opinions from over 500 people shows around 40% of people think that kids and family are usually the main factors that slow the pace of women on their career path. The survey was conducted on WeChat by another sponsor of the event, China Plus, with China Radio International. Hong Huang is a famous author, blogger, media figure, and publisher in China. She was invited to the forum. In her opinion, the corporate world doesn't have a structure favorable for women to have children.
刚开始的这种公司的白领的公司的制度是只为男人设计的。
The white collar job system was traditionally only designed for men rather than women. I feel that we need to urge the management to give female workers more flexibility in their daily attendance record. For instance,An employee of my studio has recently got pregnant. My studio is not rigid in tracking employees' attendance, and they do not necessarily work in the office every day. We've discovered she's now able to complete all her tasks on time, following her pregnancy. However, before she got pregnant, she was often complained about for causing delays.So I believe if the workplace gives female employees such flexibility,They would be encouraged to work better.
Virginia Tan is the co-founder and president of Lean in China. She is optimistic that employers will choose to become more flexible. Her optimism is based on her findings that there are two trends which she thinks help women on their career path. One is increasing digitalization, she explains.
Because I think that these two trends are actually changing the way...the future workforce is going to operate and the way even large companies are actually having to move towards. Another finding from the white paper, which is about the impact of women in the workplace in the digital age, talks about how things like remote and remote working, you know, which is enabled by digital tools, actually can help women balance, help men and women balance demands in and outside of the workplace so you can manage your team even when you're not actually, you know, in the office, you're on the road,things like that.
Roughly 70% of Chinese women have joined the workforce. According to a research by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics in 2017, China's total labor force and participation rate for women both rank first across the globe. China's labor force participation rate has been sitting at around 76%, comparing to 65% in the U.S. and 58% in Japan.But the figure is actually going down. According to Virginia Tan, by 2025, 75% of China's workforce will be millennials. Virginia Tan believes this is the second trend that will perhaps change the rules of work.
And the second thing is the rise of the millennials, 90后, the people born after the 90s and after the 95s, right? They are not going to accept the same rules.That were made for work, and they are already exerting that pressure, and they are demanding things like greater flexibility. A lot of them, even if you pay them a lot of money, actually they don't necessarily want to be stuck in an office all day long. You know, they want to be contingent, they want to be free, they want to be there, you know, freelancers, they want to have their own companies. And actually I think this helps changing the rules of work, and I think this helps actually women.
All other issues that have been discussed at the forum include major challenges for women at work,suggestions to post-90s women, and how to deal with the second kid issue. For CRI, I'm Shen Ting.